Okay, my Rav Rabotai, we're learning Yerideya, as you know. And we're learning now Simen Sadi Hey Se'if Gimel, which will bring us into the conversation about dishwashing, la halacha. And what we do practically is something that I hope we will get to as we learn. Tosis on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, going over to Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. It's what we used to call in school an iceberg Tosis. No, it starts at the bottom and continues on the top. I have no idea why they call this an iceberg, but that was in the Sukhin Yeshivas, correct? So the Tosis says at the end that if you wash fleshik plates in a milchik kli rishon container, remember they used to have to put like a big pot on the fire and heat it up. So if the milchik pot that they're washing it in is ben yomo, and the fleshik plates that they're washing are ben yomo, zaktaisis, it's going to be usur to wash them together. If you look in the tour, he points out, and we mentioned this briefly yesterday, that this is in fact a machlokas between the Sefer HaTeruma, who says it's usur, and the Rosh, who says that it's mutter. The Ran over there in the Ran there in Chulin points out that the Ramban is going to be makel on washing the dishes together, but Tosis says it's going to be aser, and Medina the Mechaber says that really it's going to be mutter, but the Ramah says it's going to be aser. Now we should point out that the Shach notes that the Mechaber does not say you're allowed to do this. No, the Shach and Oz test says that according to the Mechaber, it's ka'aril shabasar shehudchu b'yoyre cholavas. It's if you already washed the fleshik pot, the fleshik plates in the milchik pot. If you did it b'diyavad, zak the Mechaber, and even though the water is yad soledas, it's still going to be mutter. But zak the shach, you're not allowed to do that, no? And the pashtus is what we mentioned yesterday. The reason why, according to the Shach, I'm not allowed to do this is because this is really called nat bar nat, and we're not allowed to intentionally create nat bar nats. No? I can't cook stuff in a milchik ben yomai pot in order to intentionally put it in a fleshik ben yomo keli. That's what would emerge, and that's the psak of the pri chadash that the Mishpitzos and Oshei mentions, and that's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that the reason why it's Usr is because there is an Isr to be Goreim Nat Barnat. However, one could theoretically learn, if we'd be so inclined, that there is another reason why it should be Usr. Remember, Tosfos says, I'm not allowed to wash the kelim together. The Ramban says it's permitted. If you read the Tosfos, there are two separate reasons that Tosfos gives why I should not wash my fleshik kelim in a milchik pot or my milchik kelim in a fleshik pot. Two separate reasons. One reason that Tosfos gives is a concern that the fleshik keli is going to end up touching the milchik pot. No? That's one reason in the thesis. You're smiling.
I didn't like the reason.
What?
I didn't like the reason.
What?
I didn't like the reason.
You didn't like that reason.
Let me say that.
You're going to say that. Speak louder.
I'm deaf. Let me say the time doesn't go into the other transfer.
Wait. But that's one reason that Tosfos gives. One cannot deny that Tosfos presents this reason. And you can't deny that this reason makes it to the daf of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Taz and Osches quotes that lo dami ledogim shalu b'kayra the shiny hachat shaka aros noga os b'machvas v'niflatam mizalazeh. Right? So one svara lesser is that the kalim will touch. Another svara lesser is the more, I'd say, lomdisha conceptual tam, that we're worried about what we will call tam sheni be'isser. In the dugma klasit of nat bar nat, you have a fleshik plate, you have a piece of fish that's on the fleshik plate, So this tam rishin into the plate, tam sheni from the plate into the fish, and everything is still mutter. But in this case, if I'm washing the fleshic plate in a basin with in a milchig basin, and everything is ben yomo, so tam sheni is going to be usser, no? Because what I have is that inside that water, I have both flesh and chalav, right? They're both milk and meat are inside that water together. So that's tam sheni lesser. So the other svara by Tosfos asks is tam sheni lesser, correct? If you read the Shulchan Aruch slowly and carefully, you notice a shocking thing. You notice that although the Taz in Os Ches quotes both reasons of Tosfos, right? The Shach, however, in Os Yud Beis quotes only a single reason. The Shach in Os Yud Beis only quotes the reason of Tam Sheni Be'Isser. He never quotes the Chash that it might touch. And the Shalat HaSheilah, why does the Shach ignore that first reason of Tosfos? Hanir lofi anias daiti, and I think Rosenzweig was trying to say this a minute ago, is the reason why the Shach ignores that day in Tosfos, because the Shach was that day in Tosfos is ruined, because we learned way back when, a million bazillion years ago, a principle, which is like a fundamental of Yahados, in terms of the Ikari Ha'amuna, this is like part number 14, that Ein Habalua Ha'ilech Mikli Lekli Velo Rotev. Right, that absorbed flavor doesn't transfer unless there is roitav. No? Isn't that what we learned? Perhaps the Shach is going to say that, you know what, I cannot aser the keli or the dish, right, when I'm washing the dishes together because maybe it's going to touch, because Zuk the Shach, even if it touches, who cares? Right, I have absorbed flavor of milk in the plate, absorbed flavor of meat in the basin. I think I just reversed order, but it doesn't matter. Right? Lamai says, so what if it touches? Who cares? Bolua doesn't go below rota. There is a teeny drop of water between the... It's a pot. There's obviously a teeny drop of water between the plate and the pot. Well, the Shach might say that that's not called Raitov. Right? We had a machlokis way back when between the Chavistas and the Yad Yehuda about what, right? We actually encountered this in Siman Kuv Zayin already, if you remember, right? When you had this machlokis of Rishayim about pouring the fish, etc. So one of the Hezbeirim that we gave is that the din might be based on how much Mashka is considered Raitov. I would contend that the Shach is fundamentally saying that it's not called Raitav. Now, yes, sir?
Why do you mean to say that? Anyway, even if you say that he holds that it is Raitav, it's still second that, so you can't, at the end of the day, you can't, doesn't, even if you say that the Shach does hold that's called Raitav, it doesn't matter.
In other words, I would say that that is Tam Basar touching Tam Cholov, which is worse than the classical case of Nafarna. It's similar to the second day of Tosfos, but unlike the second day of Tosfos, you're just saying that they merge in the water. Over here, we're saying they have Tam Basar and Tam Cholov that are touching, right? Because they have a plate that's touching the wall of the keli, so that's going to be much worse. The only, right? Perhaps. But if you hold that nothing can transfer from one to the other, so who cares? Right? If Balua won't go without Rotev, I don't care if they touched. It don't matter. So I would contend, and I said this in my youth, that the Shach is arguing fundamentally on that first reason of Tosfos, and for that reason, he doesn't quote the first reason of Tosfos. Now, there might be a nafgamina in this situation as follows. And the Prima Godim references it. This Prima Godim over here in Os Yud Beis on the Shach writes Ayin Sadi Dalet Ois Ches. Now, if you follow the paper trail, and this is a pain, by the way, to follow the paper trail here, but it's actually Kedai. If you follow the paper trail, So back in Siman Tzadi Dalet, there is a situation that if I'm cooking in a fleishik pot, and I stick a milchik spoon into the fleishik pot, right? That's what Siman Dalet is about. So that's what Tzadi Dalet is about. Tzadi Dalet is about spoons. So if I stick a milchik spoon into a fleishik pot, and there are shishim in the water, keneged the amount of the spoon, keneged the spoon. Right? It says in the Ramah, in Tzadi Dalet, Se'if Hey, if you have shishim b'maychol against the calf, then hakol shari, everything is permitted. The Taz there in Os Zayin, as the expression goes, he jumps up and down, and he spits wood and nickels, and the Taz says, hakol shari, why? Shouldn't we be worried about the reason that maybe the spoon is going to touch the side of the pot? No? How can I so obviously say that everything is mutter for the Taz, right? Necho shema naga hakaf b'guf hakedera uma mayol shishim demikol makom bolas hakaf, and it's tam sheni be'iser. Zok the Taz, tzarech lomar, that the Ramah is holding like the Tam Habeis the Hasam. No? So there's a bit of a steer in the Taz, because the Taz over here in Tzadi Hey quotes both reasons, but the Taz in Tzadi Dalet Ois Zayin is calling that the Ramah's Al Karchacha holding like the second reason, and we're not worried about the spoon touching. I would argue that Ladino, whether or not I hold like this first reason, which depends on, according to my analysis, the halacha of balua gomi kli l'kli below relative, right? That might be a machlokas between the shach and the taz over here in terms of which reason we quote, and the nafgaminas should be there in Tzadi Dalet, like the taz pointed out. It happens that the prima gadim largely says this, but he ends up on the wrong side of the equation. The prima gadim sounds like he's saying that according to the shach, it's going to be usser. Right, that's the prima gadim in Os Ches of Tzadi Dalet. Now, according to Shach, it's going to be also according to Taz, it's going to be Mutter. According to me, it's Fakert. And apparently the prima gadim there is not sensitive to the fact that the Shach by Os never quotes the reason of the spoon or the dish touching the pan. That's the first comment. Kevan Shehiganu Lekach. Let's go back to the to Siman Tzadi Hey in the Taz Ois test that we began with. And let's go back, we saw a comment in the Megillah Sefer on page Peiches. And effectively, the Mechaber by us is saying that you are not supposed to deliberately wash your fleishik dishes in the milchik basin. And the question is, why not? There are two possible reasons why not. Either it could be because you're not allowed to be gorim not bar not lechatchila. Or it could be because I'm choshesh for the reason of touching. That's what should emerge. It would seem that the shach, who is not choshesh for the reason of touching, according to my analysis, so the shach is going to say that it's really because you're not supposed to be goyreim, not barnat, lechatchila. And that is what the shach had a few different times at the beginning of this simen, that you're not allowed to lechatchila cause nat bar nat. The shach said that, I think in Os Gimel the shach said it, right? That lechatchila you're not allowed to cause nat bar nat. The shach said it, I think, in Os Hay. There's a few times where the shach is saying it, and that's consistent with the way the shach is taking Os Tes, because the concern is not that it might touch, because the Shach really holds that I'm not worried that it's going to touch. That is the way I'm understanding it. Fine. So that's the first Ta'ara that we have today. Good? Basically, just to review, two reasons quoted in Taisus. The Taz quotes both reasons, therefore the spoon should be Usser. In the spoon case back in Sadi Dala, the Shach never quotes the reason of touching. If you don't hold to the reason of touching, also what should emerge is that you're worried about being goyim, not barnat l'chatchila. If you're worried about the reason of touching, so then I could say that the reason I shouldn't wash the dishes together is because I'm wetting my touch. Right? And even and those who are makol, like the Mechabers, might just be because he says, okay, if you know you're not going to touch, or be careful, don't touch. But don't do it because you might touch. Right? So that is Ha'ara Rishayna that we zooped up a bit. Ha'ara Shaniya in this Sugya. Okay, gentlemen, we have to learn the Ramah here. Right, the Ramah, first of all, Aser is not Barnat Ayidei Bishul, like we explained. He says it's only going to be Aser, by the way, if one of the Kelim is B'nei Yayman. We should also point out that even according to the Mechaber, it's going to be Aser if the Kelim are dirty. I'm not allowed to wash dirty dishes and clean dishes together, according to Mechaber. So any practical conversation that we're going to have regarding how to wash dishes should not matter whether we're Ashkenazi or Sephardi, Ladina, because even for a Sephardi, I'm not supposed to wash my Milchik and Fleishik dishes together, because generally speaking, okay, Klau Gadol, gentlemen, when you wash dishes, it's because they are dirty! Right? Klau Gadol, right? So, L'cha'ora, it shouldn't matter if I'm Ashkenazi or Sephard, right, in terms of the dishwashing. The Ramah writes that the iser of dishwashing is only if it's hudchu biyachad, but hudchu zeh achar zeh, or in a kli sheni, everything is mutter, right? In other words, if it's zeh achar zeh, that would be a classical case of nat bar nat, when tam sheni is still mutter, tam sheni is beheter. It's only going to be a problem if it is... It's only going to be a problem if it's biyachad. Then the Ramah writes, "Im ira mikli rishon shel baser al kli cholov dinay kikli rishon veoser im haya ben yomo." Avam ira mayim roskim she'ena bnei yomon she'ena shel baser velo shel cholov al kelim shel baser veshel cholov biyachad afilu shumen davuk behem hakol shari. Two statements of the Ramah that require analysis. If I pour from a keli, kli rishon of basar on a kli chalav, so then it becomes aser. Why does it become aser? L'cha'ayra, it becomes aser, the Gain says, kitam sheni shel taisus. Because what I have over here is that when I'm pouring the mayim on the keli, I have mayim from a milchik keli that I'm pouring onto a fleishik keli, and it's lo nifsak hakiluach, so that water is becoming milchik and fleishik at the same time. That's tam sheni be'isser, no? But that's what the Gain is saying. Now the Chavis Das, and actually Rebbe Kiva Eger over here, raise an issue. They say, one second, I'm talking about Iri, and Iri is only kedei klipa. No? And we learned in Simon Sadi Aleph that the Ramah paskind that Kedei Klipa only applies if I could do the Klipa. If I can't do the Klipa, so then it's going to be Mutter. Remember that? And the Shach paskind, like that funny Ramah. Ubamakom Shetzarach Klipa, Velo Kilfuhu, it's going to be Mutter B'diavad. And the Shach Paskin, like the Ramah in Sadi Aleph. That's the Ramah in Sadi Aleph Sif Dalet. Therefore, what should emerge is, let's say, the whole water is not becoming Aser, because it's Ayidei Iri. No? It's only a Klipa that's going to be Aser. And that klipa is nisarif with everything, and I can't take the klipa off because it's all in the stream. So therefore, b'diyavad, it should be mutter. But for some reason, the Ramah says, if I pour water from a mochik keli onto a fleishig keli, right, again, assuming everything is ben yomo, the Ramah says it's going to be aser. This ha'ara that we made, that it should be mutter out to the fact that you can't do the klipa, is made somewhere by... This har is made by the Chavistas and Oskir Dalaf. Okay. Now. This din, that if I pour water from the Kli Rishon onto the Kli Sheni, it's going to be Aser. The Shach and Oskir Ches quotes from the Iser V'Heter Ha'aruch that Afil B'mayrim the Kli Shal Iser Akelem Shal Heter Ain lesser rakakli sheba hakilua chayiroi olav, right? The only thing that's going to be usser is the kli that the iroi hit. Meaning, if the iroi then goes and slides off somewhere else, it's not going to be a problem. And that lecha ora is because the din of iroi is that it only is mevashel that one area where it hits. And iri that spreads does not create a problem. Right? That's l'cha'ora what the Shach and Os Yud Ches is quoting. And the Prima Godim in Os Yud Ches points this out. L'cha'ora, this is the Hezber of the Ramah Behemshech Devarav also. If I pour parif water onto a milchik and fleishik keli at the same time. Now you would say, Jen, when would this ever happen? So I'll tell you when it happens, no? My kitchen sink every single day. The water that comes out of my kitchen sink is water shehucham b'kli rishon. No, it's coming from my boiler. It's kli rishon water. If I pick up a bunch of cutlery and I wash the cutlery together under the same sink, Zuck the Ramah, even if the cutlery are dirty, no? I washed a dirty fleishik spoon with a dirty milchik spoon together. Bidi Eved, the Ramah would say, kosher. Why is it kosher? Zuck the Gra, I'll tell you why it's kosher. Because the only thing that became usser is that one pinpoint location where the hot water hit, no? And anything beyond that, any spread, is not going to be a problem. Any spread is a kli sheni, and kli sheni don't aser. Right? The guy in Ayishchaf Beis. Miyad shenachu hamayim al-kli ha-echad, right? Everything else is a kli sheni. So therefore, it doesn't become aser. Right? I have a milchik spoon. Hot water hits the milchik spoon. Right? So now the milchik spoon is milchik. Grace and dank. Right? And then it hits the fleishik spoon. Well, oh, it hits the fleishik spoon, not a problem, because it is klisheni already. Good morning, America. No? Beautiful, beautiful Hezber of the Gra. Now, the Shach in Oschav disagrees with this din of the Ramah. The Shach in Oschav says, kashali, right, Ramah, you're telling me that the water that I pour from my faucet onto the milchik dirty keli and the fleishik dirty keli together does not create a problem, but says the Shach, what do you mean? Right, obviously the Ramah's assuming that Iroi is not maflet and mavliya. It would be maflet and mavliya, so it's maflet from the milchik keli into the fleishik keli, right, and then mavliya into the fleishik keli. Obviously, you assume that Iroi is not maflet. But we know from elsewhere that Iroi is maflet to mafliya. So says the Shach, you know what? Really, Iroi is maflet and mafliya. But maybe it's not maflet to mafliya l'toch kelim. Maybe when the Ramos says in Samaches by Moligas Ophos that Iroi is maflet to mafliya, that means into an oichel it's maflet to mafliya. Because foods absorb easier. But Latoch Keli Iri is not Mafleta Mavliya. That's all in the Shach Os Chaf. But when all is said and done, the Shach argues on the Rambam. He says that if you read the Torah's Chatas, you read all the Rishon that are quoted, they say don't be Mekel. And therefore, if the Kalim are dirty, says the Shach, you should not be Mekel. Even B'diyeved, I did the Iroi. If I, right, again, I turn on my sink to wash dishes, and I end up in my hand with a milchig of dirty spoon, with a milchig of dirty spoon, the fleshik dirty spoon, the Shach would say it becomes Aser. Because Iroi L'maisa is Maflik to Maflik. Yeah, the Rambam is assuming it's not. Right? But we don't hold like that, Rambam. Ad kan divrei hashach. Now, the problem over here, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is that this contradicts Judaism. Because Judaism taught us, way back in Simon Tzadi Beis Se'if Zayin, that there is something called an Iroi Shenizchal. Remember Iroi Shenizchal? Oh my gosh, right? The Trumas Hadeshan said that if I have Iroi, let's say of hot milk, and it's slithering around the surface, a cold surface, says the Taz and Sadi Beis, it's slithering around the cold surface, so if it's an Iroi Shenizchal, Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach, if it's going straight, it asers. If it's not going straight, it doesn't aser. If it's Iroi Shenizchal, Shenifsak HaKiluach, then it doesn't aser. L'cha Eira, our case is an Iroi Shenizchal, no? Right? Well, what's going on here? It hits on the spoon, goes on to the next spoon. Right? That's an Iroi Shenizchal, so it should answer. So the Pri Megadim is bothered by the Kasha. The Chavistas is bothered by the Kasha. Everyone and their uncle is bothered by this Kasha. That there's a stira that between the Ramah and the Ramah. And there's a stira between the Shach and the Shach, and there's a stira between Judaism and everything. Right? It's mamish a stira galuya. Right? Because this is just a regular dugma of Iroi Shenizchal. Oh. So the Chavos Das has a mahalach back in Sadi Beis, and he references it over here. The Chavos Das says that maybe Iroi Shenizchal has the koach lehavliya, but not the koach lehaflatu lehavliya. Right? No, there's just like a little bit of a stira. If it's like a kli rishain, so it's mevashel, then it should be machlut mavliya. If it's not, it's what's going on? So the Chavos Das answers, you know what? Iroi Shenizchal has the ability to be mavliya. Therefore, if I pour the hot milk, it's going to go right into the fleshik patreif. That's the Trumas Hadeshan's tzir. But our tzir, so it doesn't. Now, this is an idea that the Shach proposed but seemed to reject, but the Chavos Das, Ladina, seems to accept this idea. The Pri Megadim himself first suggests a distinction between whether the Iroi is coming from Al Ha'esh Mamish, or whether the Iroi is not coming from Al Ha'esh Mamish, it's just from a Kli Rishon. Okay, another distinction that's made by the Pri Megadim. Ultimately, the Pri Megadim rejects this Ramah here, no? Our Ramah that says that when I have hot water that comes out of a tap and touches two kalim, one milk and one flesh, and they're both dirty, it's all going to be mutter. The Shach rejects it. The Pri Megadim rejects it. No? Ultimately, this Ramah is rejected big time. Correct? Comes along with Moshe Feinstein. This is a Tshuva Nigris Moshe and Chelak Aleph Simin Mem Beis. You see, this is very relevant for washing dishes in the sink. Now, I should point out, if you could have two sinks in your house, no, it makes things much easier. When we redid our apartment a few years ago, this is like the thing we spent money on. We spent money on getting two sinks. We actually live in the Heights. You know, most people, I think, are in the Heights and they're renting for a brief period of time, I'll say. You know, we moved here when we got married in 1999 and we haven't left. I think we have like some sort of record besides, I guess, Rabbi Schechter and, you know, a few other people. There's a fellow, Nelson Friedman. He's 95 years old. He's been in the Heights for like 75 years. Not too many people have been here longer than us. Okay, what can we do? So if you could have two separate sinks, have two separate sinks. If I can't have two separate sinks, what do I do about washing dishes in my sink? You see, the problem is that the sink l'cha'ora is going to become treif, because when I wash my milchik cutlery in the sink, and there's dirty milk on it, so the sink becomes milchik. When I wash fleishik stuff after, maybe I should be worried that al yedei the hot water, it's going to bring the blia of the milchiks back up into my fleishik kelim and treif everything up. So, in the Igris Motion Simin Membeis, it's a tshuva into Rav Halberstam. This Rav Halberstam suggested that the only way to wash dishes is if you have a basin. I have a milchik basin for my milchik dishes, a fleishik basin for my fleishik dishes, a parav basin for my parav dishes. I don't wash anything directly in the sink because my sink is treif. No? My sink is treif. Rav Moshe writes that what you said is based on sound halachic reasoning, but if I'm going to tell this to people, they're going to say, and he uses a lashon, Rebbe, kama hikshrachta aleinu. Right? You're making things so difficult, right, for us. Why are you doing this? Why are you making everything so difficult? Therefore, Rav Moshe, in a powerhouse of a tshuva that goes on and on and on, right? This tshuva is for anafim. Rav Moshe basically concludes that you're allowed to wash dishes in the same sink. If you have a little thing at the bottom, it's better, but even if you don't have it, not going to become treif. Because Zakt Rav Moshe, like the Rama, and like the Gross comments on this Rama, the only area that really became treif is that one pinpoint location where the Iroi hit. And then, al yedei the Iroi, it won't go from a kli l'kli, like the Rama said. Right? Now, even according to the shach that's usher when it's dirty, one could perhaps argue, and the Chavis Das wants to say this within the shach, it might be usher only if the Iroi Mamish hits the one point of contact between the dirty milchik spoon and the dirty fleishik spoon where there is milk and meat together. Maybe that's the only time it's going to be usher. And that don't happen, says Rav Moshe. So therefore, I don't have to be worried about washing kelim in my sink. I remember when I first got married, so my wife came from Brooklyn. That's where she still comes from, but when we got married. So the discussion was, when we had one sink, how are we going to wash dishes? So she came into marriage with basins to wash dishes in. So I said, Kama hikshrachta aleinu. It's so difficult. What's going on? So she like thought I was a reform rabbi or whatever, because like, what's this husband of mine, this YU guy? You know, it's hard to marry a YU guy. They have all these coolers, right? What's this YU guy saying that? You don't need basins. Like, I grew up with basins. But Lemais, I think, right, the standard practice that you don't need basins, like Rav Moshe has in the tshuva. There's a few other points that Rav Moshe deals with in the tshuva. The Taz here in Os Yud Beis writes that Ayudei Iruyim Iruyos Harbei, it becomes Aser Bakulo. The Chavis Das disagrees with the Taz. He says, it can't be. If Iroi is only Kedei Klipa, so I have many Iroi, it's also Kedei Klipa. How can it become Aser Bakulo? And Moshe says that we don't really follow that Taz. There's a lot in this Tshuva and Igris Moshe, but basically what we're trying to do is just give an outline of dishwashing. The next time we learn the Ezer Hashem after Yontiv, we'll talk about detergent as a kula for dishwashing. That's Sif Dawad in Shulchan Aruch. And then we'll go on and on and on. Look at the Nekudas HaKesef and Siftal. It's very important. Okay, Chevra, have a good Yontiv. You should be Mekabel Torah and learn Bahasmada.